Sean Meggs from The Tin Box joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
Good. First of all, I want to say happy 20th anniversary. It was 20 years ago this April that I understand you opened your doors.
Big year for us.
Did you expect to be around for 20 years when you first started things up?
You know, that was so far in the future. We were just worried about making enough money to make our payments. But here we are 20 years later. Who would have known? And had several expansions and the little store invaded the big city and we had multiple locations. It was crazy.
You guys used to have one on White Avenue in Edmonton.
We've had a store in Cochrane. After 3 years, we shut that down. It just wasn't tracking properly. And then we moved it up to Edmonton to White Avenue, the place you're talking about. And then we opened up a third location in High Street in Edmonton as well.
I can imagine right here in Canmore, Main Street was a lot different 20 years ago than it is today.
The streetscape was totally different. All little buildings, lots of little houses. Mara's Grocery was still going. Mount View Grocery. The IGA had just opened up where Shoppers Drug Mart is now. There was no Safeway. There was no Save-On. People played baseball there. There was big, huge open fields there. Yeah, lots of cranky little houses on Main Street. there was hardly any buildings with second floors and that kind of thing. It was a very different place.
And as far as, you know, businesses that are family run and have maintained for, I don't know, two decades or so, I can think on one hand the amount other than Tin Box.
There's only two on Main Street that have stayed in the same family for this long. There's Settler's Cabin. They're older than we are. And there's the Eye Doctor.
How have you managed to stay in business and change and adapt to the business climate over 20 years here?
You know, well, when we started, it was about a 900 square foot little store. It was tiny. I wanted to have something that was kind of funky and different, little artsier. My wife and I put our heads together and we were trying to think of, well, what did Banff have that Canmore didn't? And there was a really cool place called The Finishing Touch. It was in the basement of the Sundance Mall. I believe it was called The Finishing Touch. Anyway, it sold greeting cards and gifts, and it was that and The Quest. Those were the two places that all the Banffites used to go to for all our gifts. And Canmore really didn't have a whole lot. So we thought we'd open something along that lines with the greeting cards and everything, but a little more funked up. And people were really polite when we told them our idea, but they kind of said, well, gee, I sure hope you guys do okay. You could see they were kind of smiling, but inside they were going, oh boy. And then we ended up expanding three times over the years. Each time it was a bit scary, but I think it was us getting bigger and stronger that helped us. And we always geared towards the locals. We said, you know, whatever the locals would want to buy, that's what we'll carry. And if the visitors like it, great. But that'd be just the cherry on the sundae.
You've stayed an active part of the downtown business community over the last 20 years as well, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I was a founding member of the Downtown Business Association, or the BRZ. And that was formed purely because the Three Sisters area, they were going to have a big outlet mall. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were going to have an outlet mall, big and shiny with lots and lots of retail. And that freaked us out. Plus Banff, they had plans at that time to do beautification. And so we thought, oh my goodness, we're going to be the ugly duckling here. And everybody's going to start moving to these shiny new areas. And little Canmore's got to get its act together. And lots of talk over the years of trying to do something for beautification of downtown. But then there was also beautification of Bow Valley Trail, and there was Railway Ave and all these different things. And the town just couldn't afford to do it all. So we got our heads together and said, well, what if we started a business revitalization zone that would then have the legislation or mandate to take a little bit of money from all the businesses in that zone. Then we could put that money towards town and say, listen, we'll leverage the money that you give us and we'll help beautify the downtown. And it worked fantastic. We had beautiful benches and garbage cans and lights, and it was all overhead wires and lamps, old style. It was kind of ugly. And that really cleaned up the streetscape. And then, hey, who knew that Three Sisters didn't follow up on their plans, and Banff did do beautification, but at least we weren't the little tired looking place down the road.
20 years on, I mean, Canmore's changed a lot. Do you like the changes both with the town as a whole and the economic climate here?
Canmore really has changed. I was here growing up as a kid, and you know, the mines closed in 79, and we all really thought that Canmore was in real economic trouble. Like, it was going to be in real trouble. Everyone was bailing on the town. In fact, a bunch of the miners that used to work there were heading up to Chetwynd, which was northern BC, because it was a coal mine up there. They were saying, the heck with this, I'm out of here. We all thought it was going to be real trouble. And then the 88 Olympics happened, and my goodness, we never looked back. Canmore's grown into its skin, and we're probably still figuring out what we want to be, but I really love what Canmore's becoming. If you look at other small, typical Albertan towns, Canmore's fundamentally different. We have people from all over the world, and they bring those very world viewpoints to Camor. People hang their hat here after traveling all over the place and say, no, this is where I want to be. And they're here because they want to be here, not because they have to be here. And they bring all the skill sets, attitudes, values with them. Makes for a really vibrant town that I'm really proud of.
So what is the Tin Box doing to celebrate the 20th anniversary this month here?
Well, my wife and I have put together quite a great thing with our management team at the store. And every month we're going to be having promotions at the Tin Box. Every month's going to be different, coming in on deals on scarves or on purses or on dishware. So every month you'll have to come in and see what we've got on special. We've also got specials just on our Facebook and webpage. We're going to be busy.
Great. 20 years on, the Tin Box still going strong at the end of Main Street in Canmore. Make sure you stop by and say hi to Sean and the gang and wish them all a happy anniversary. Sean, thanks for joining me on the show today.
I really appreciate it, Rob. Thanks for having me.